Mike Cernovich, Washington Post is a propaganda arm of Amazon, Bezos. By Alam Bokhari on April 13, 2020. Author and journalist Mike Cernovich appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with Alex Marlowe this morning to discuss Amazon's censorship of his documentary about media misinformation, Hoaxed. "We were trending on all the charts, people kept messaging me. It's kind of funny, you become a victim of your own success. So many people watching it, that someone watched it, and someone didn't like the message." Cernovich said that Amazon still hasn't explained why the documentary was removed from Prime Video. "The backstory of it is that we used a legitimate distributor for Hoaxed. We didn't self-distribute or anything like that. The distributor, they said they've never seen anything like this, they said they couldn't believe it. Their contact at Amazon said, well, it's not a technical issue and we're not going to put it back up, that's that." Cernovich said he suspected that a segment in the documentary that discusses Amazon's $600 million contract with the CIA and its use of the Washington Post, owned by Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, as a propaganda arm to protect the company. "There was no pressure campaign," said Cernovich later in the interview. "No reporters were calling for it to get banned. The left-wing activists weren't really calling for it to get banned. So there is definitely something very shady going on. And that's why I really do think it was the Jeff Bezos Amazon CIA Washington Post connection that got us flagged. These are monopolists, too. I wouldn't care if Amazon weren't a monopoly. I wouldn't care if Amazon were not getting taxpayer money for CIA contracts. It's not like it's a small mom-and-pop shop. There are only a few platforms now and it's an antitrust issue," continued Cernovich. "I do have to say," said Marlowe, "I thought there would be more focus by the middle of 2020 on the right, in understanding the threat that the masters of the universe pose to us. I was just looking at some of our data over the weekend at Breitbart. And somehow our homepage traffic is way up, somehow we're doing well on a lot of the websites that feed us traffic, and yet on Google we're way down. Think this is a coincidence? It's very tough to prove why, because they're so opaque. But still, we just put ourselves on the mercy of the masters of the universe. The administration just does not take censorship seriously at all," said Cernovich. "Every now and then there's a tweet about it, but they just don't seem to care. Hoaxed is available via its website here. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.